This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The 29th of January on the air with the DJ The Experience. Hi, some of your favorite people on the radio are right here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer is indisposed, not because of her, but because of other technical flugal-doogal-oogles. So we can't get her to celebrate National Puzzle Day with us, which is very difficult to imagine not having Jennifer here for that. We'll deal with what today is all about after Victoria gives us some of the things that are trending. I don't know that there's a when we get away from Bruno Mars and what happened at the Grammys last night. Anything else cooking, or is that it?
No, there's actually some breaking news. The Russian Paralympic team has been banned from the Pyeongchang Paralympics, which is coming up in March. And this is, once again, this is the doping stuff that has banned the Russia team from the Olympics starting. When do the Olympics start? Is it
February 12th?
2 weeks, right?
Week from next weekend, I think.
Yeah, so they're basically the International Olympic Committee reviewed all of the evidence and the testimony of these Paralympians who wanted to compete, and the result was that the team's been barred, and there are some exceptions. There are some individuals who are approved, who will be 30 to 35 Russians will be allowed to compete in five different sports as neutral athletes. They will not be under the Russian flag, but other than that, it's this doping stuff. If Russia doesn't stop, they're going to be missing out on a lot of Olympics.
And there while we're in Russia, that was interesting. The Russian police involved in a major protest in Moscow yesterday. They arrested that fellow who's the thorn in the side of Putin.
Oh, yeah.
Alexei Navalny, I believe is his name. He was out there urging supporters to boycott the government and the election. He was on Twitter after his arrest writing, quote, "They have detained me. This doesn't mean anything. You didn't come out for me. You came out for your future." Putin's got a real problem with this guy, because unless they just take him out back and shoot him, and if they do that, there's a lot of unrest in Russia that, by the way, isn't being reported in U.S. news media. It's another one of those real holes. Here's a country that is probably, I guess, arguably with China, the most important influence, if you will, on what goes on here. But you know what I'm saying. There's a lot of focus on our relationship with Russia as there is with China. And so for whatever the reason, isn't that funny? Not funny, haha, but isn't it unusual or odd that there seems to be so much positive coverage about the countries that are not our enemies, but are, you know, there's not a good relationship. We tend to look at the things that are going on in some of these other countries, and they get glamorized. Am I the only one who thinks this? Everything here is bad, and everything everywhere else, I shouldn't say everything, but many things that would be considered bad here are considered good if they're done someplace else.
Give me an example. I'm trying to follow.
I guess I'm thinking about the political realities in Russia are not covered. This guy is a ruthless dictator and a thug.
Right.
And yet he seems to get away with, or there's a passiveness to covering some of the civil disobedience, the unrest that goes on over there. And I think that it's I don't know if fair is the right word for it, but I don't think that everything we do gets criticized or scrutinized. Most of the stuff that should be scrutinized isn't, in my opinion, and the things that ought not to be scrutinized are. There are all kinds of things that are going on that in politics and in government, whether it's local, whether it's statewide or national, that are really, really corrupt. awful practices that are going on, and nobody shines a spotlight on them. And so we tend to spend all our time talking about Trump and that stuff that isn't really as important in the long run as, you know, for example, we were talking about plastic and all of the stuff that we're wasting and where it goes and how it gets taken care of. That's something that isn't discussed anywhere near enough. Mm-hmm. People need to be alarmed, I think, about what it's doing to the view. If you have a grandchild, I think about my grandson and what he's going to face as he becomes an adult. And is it the same thing my father used to say to me? I don't know what the world's going to be like when you're a man, son. But, you know, and because there are a lot of things going on my father didn't like. And I think that they seem very simplistic in comparison to the things that are going on now that are so complicated, hard to stick with, so we tend to avoid discussing them or looking at them. And I just think that it's distressing. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
For example, let me give you a couple of examples.
These are the things that I worry about, so yes, I already am distressed by them.
All right, the U.S. military decided to design and make uniforms for the Afghan army. The Minister of Defense was drawn into how to design these after they were already designed. So the United States taxpayer spent $28 million to make uniforms with camouflage on them. The only problem is, this is how stupid these people are, there are no trees, there are no forests in Afghanistan. So the uniforms they made that look like our uniforms stand out like a sore thumb. They can pick them off a mile away. Instead of actually consulting or trying to figure out what they wanted or what they needed, they just went off willy-nilly. First of all, what the hell are we making uniforms for the Afghan soldiers for and giving them to them?
That's a good question. That's first a good place
question.
To start.
And then we waste $28 million making these uniforms, and they don't use them and they don't want them because they're laughable.
Doesn't that reek of somebody awarded a government contract to a buddy?
Some politician.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That just reeks of that.
Yeah. All right. Here's another example. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The National Institute of Health is spending $438,699 in the budget on why LGBTQ people get drunk. That's the study. They studied 200 lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer individuals trying to find out about their alcohol use. And is it different than the quote-unquote normal person? The project will examine the extent to which gendered norms shape risky drinking practices for sexual and gender minorities. What the hell are these people doing? Why do we need to have a study? And this is what they're on the docket is spending $1.4 million on this over 3 years. This is just the first year of a 3-year study given to the Scientific Analysis Corporation. Again, somebody's cousin,
mm-hmm.
right?
Somebody's brother-in-law. Yep.
God. Oh, those people. But see, this is the kind of stuff. Who's talking about that? Where is the focus? Oh, this Trump's wife is wearing a $2,000 dress. Who gives a damn? I don't, and neither should anybody else that's got any common sense. So meanwhile, while the cat's away, the mice will play. It's just this sort of thing is so a part of what we've become, and we're not paying attention anyway. Okay, Doug, you feel better now? Yeah, I do, actually.
but the thing is that's so infuriating for me when I think of the things that, you know, that I care about and the environment is right up there and things like we're talking about just plastic straws and things like that and plastics in the oceans. It is infuriating to me every single day I see a headline that the EPA has rolled back some other regulation.
Yeah, they're not rolling back the right regulation. They're rolling back a lot of regulation, but not they're rolling back the right ones.
It reeks of friends in high places who need the restrictions
lifted. You know what? I don't even think
it's
that organized. I just think it's, I honestly don't think it's that organized, Victoria. It may be
well,
naive, but I see
Scott
in farming.
Pruitt's case, it's.
He's an idiot, and what's going on on the farm, which is where my bailiwick is, the kinds of things that farmers elected Trump for in terms of regulatory irresponsibility are not being addressed. They're going after the wrong stuff. The Food Safety Enhancement Act that was passed 2 or 3 years ago, which is an absolute nightmare, not only for the small farmer, but for the people who are buying the food. It doesn't do anything except increase the cost of what you're getting. It doesn't protect you at all. And I have authority here. I know what's going on the farm. I know what they're doing to harass small farmers. This bill, all these administrations are the same. They take care of their buddies and their friends and the people who have been put into positions of power, whether it was this administration, the last one, the one before that, the one before that, all of the people that come in from these big corporations, and they are responsible for coming up with, they craft the regulations that come out of the laws, and then they are put into implementation. This Food Safety Enhancement Act is a damn nightmare for the farmers. First of all, it doesn't affect the big, huge agribusinesses. It only affects small farmers who are making between $500,000 and $1 million a year. That's it. And then what they have to do to go along with or to be in compliance with the regulations increases the cost of food at a point in some circumstances. Some of the farmers that I know have had to increase the cost of their food by 30% because of these regulations and what it requires you to do to comply with them. And it doesn't make the food safer at all. It's just more red tape and BS.
Right.
Ugh.
And those are the things, and I've learned about those types of things from you, and those are the things that you would hope someone would come in with common sense and say, first of all, someone who is a farmer or who has an actual farming background, not just some, like, random person with a clipboard and a badge, an actual someone who really understands. And that, to me, I don't get why that's hard. Why is it so hard to put someone in that position who actually has, like, life experience on a farm? Yeah. Why is that hard?
Not hard
that to
at
me
all.
Is like that to me would be number one thing to do. If I became president, number one thing to do, get an expert in that field, and let's get some farmers together and let's actually talk about what are your main issues and how can we fix it and how can we make it better. It's just I don't know why that's not happening.
I don't either. Makes no sense, does it? Doesn't it?
It's like a town hall. People have town halls for stupid things. Why not have something have town halls for real things that are really affecting, people's bottom lines?
Good questions. All right, let's get to the bottom line of businesses that are hiring. The best operation in the world for finding good employees is ZipRecruiter.com because they are so different. They have the smartest tools. If you're hiring and you find it a nightmare, this makes it so much easier. The quality hires that keep your business moving ahead are available just by going to ZipRecruiter.com. Use the /DJV to get into ZipRecruiter first time free. ZipRecruiter puts its technology to work, modifying things, looking around for candidates. You've got a job, they'll find you a candidate. That's why, and they'll do it in 24 hours. That's what's different about them. The right candidate comes to you within 24 hours of your posting it. And you only have to click once, and then it goes everywhere to all those hundreds of web sites, the job boards that have the people that have listed their resume. These are my qualifications, and this is what I want to do. So do it the smart way. Do it the right way. If you're hiring, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use ZipRecruiter free. Yep. It's free. Qualified job candidates can be yours almost immediately at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it and be confident that the benefits will come to you very quickly. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. 21 after the hour. Speaking of DJV, this is the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everybody knows that's the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Some news from the Lynyrd Skynyrd camp here on the DJV show with Doug, Victoria, and Kara. They're going to kick off their final tour. Wait a minute, another final tour? This one starts in West Palm Beach at the Kravis Center on May 4th, 40 years after they started their debut album. It was 40 years ago. Wow. They're now in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they say they're going to have with them Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Bad Company, the Marshall Tucker Band, and 38 Special. So that sounds like they don't want to spend much time on stage. They just want to call attention to, you know, three or four of their songs, like Free Bird and Sweet Home Alabama and Simple Man. But I guess a lot of people remember when Ronnie Van Zant and Steve Gaines, one of their backup singers, were killed in a crash back in 1977. So they got Johnny Van Zant, who I think isn't he Ronnie's son? Do I remember that?
Someone's brother.
Ronnie's,
I don't know much.
No, he's Ronnie's brother.
I think the younger brother took over as the singer.
Yeah. Tickets for the first leg of the tour go on sale next week at LiveNation.com. An abomination of a company. I wish I didn't have to mention their name at all.
Fortunately, that's the only place you can get tickets.
That's about it, right, yep. All right, time for New Music Monday at 25 after the hour, a thing that we do every Monday at this time, bring you three songs that are new to the market. You tell us, well, I'll tell you what I think. Victoria's always curious as to whether she's hit a home run with all of these or not. First tune is from the Grateful Dead, called Scarlet Begonias. Yes, you heard me correctly. The Grateful Dead, a remastered Grateful Dead records collection, is the source of this. Let's listen. I don't recognize the song at all. So is this supposed to be an old song that's been redone? Is that it, Victoria?
Yeah, it's the whole collection, really. It's a multi-CD collection.
Yeah.
And to have everything really, there's some live stuff in there. For Deadheads, it's a great collection.
This is it, right?
Yep.
All right, so you figure it out whether you like it or not. Scarlet Begonias from the Grateful Dead, number one of three new tunes. Next one is Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. Is that how you pronounce his name? Song's called Saved from their third collaboration called Black Coffee. Let's listen. What do we know about her?
She's a kind of a badass rock singer. She's got a great bluesy rock voice. Mm-hmm. And so she's teamed up with Joe Bonamassa, who's like a guitar virtuoso. And they've done three different albums together. And this one has a little bit more of a like classic kind of blues. You can hear a lot of his guitar stuff in there, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is a, if
has
you
she
like
been on her own
rock,
or part of another group before? I don't know her
she's
name.
Been on, she started out on her own. And yeah, so if you like a blues rock kind of album, I listened to all this album yesterday, Black Coffee. It's really good.
Yeah. Speaking of blues, our next new music performer is Rick Springfield, no stranger to the airwaves. The song's called Judas Tree from his first blues-inspired album called The Snake King. Let's see if we like this. My first observation is it sounds like he's trying to find something new to keep himself relevant. That's my reaction to this.
My reaction when I heard this album is I would have liked, I'm not a Rick Springfield fan, but this album makes me a fan.
And really?
It's a really good album, yeah. I don't like the poppy stuff that he used to do. I like this better.
I do. Well, there's three songs for you, Victoria. Anyway, you get a home run for you, 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news of the North American International Auto Show, Ford roll out some stunning new vehicles, including a quarter-ton truck back in the USA, the Ranger. It'll have an EcoBoost engine with 10-speed transmission and trail control. Ford also showing the 2019 Edge, coming in a high-performance ST grade. The biggest news is from Ford as they rolled out the original Bullet Mustang and a new Bullet Mustang, which will be produced in limited quantity with a 475-horsepower V8 engine. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310.
Everything looks good with your resume, so let's talk salary.
Okay, can I use your desk phone?
Sure.
Can I get a price check on a software engineer with 5 years' experience and good references?
We're still in the interview.
I'll be right with you, sir.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV show on National Puzzle Day. Studies have found that when we work on a jigsaw puzzle, we use both sides of our brain. Spending time on puzzles every day improves your memory, your cognitive function, and probably your ability to solve those problems that get under your skin. Word searches, crossword puzzles have the obvious benefit of increasing your vocabulary, your language skills. I've never understood Sudoku, but apparently it's really good. I can't figure it out. You, either of you, Victoria, Kara?
I play it sometimes, but I like to play the easy and medium levels, because the hard ones, like, you play for 5 minutes and then you're like, yeah, I filled one number in, it's not worth it anymore.
Right. So it's too hard.
I like crosswords.
I do crossword puzzles on the plane a lot. I got into that a couple of years ago because it was a good way, I think, anyway. It seems logical that it makes your brain work in areas. You need to stimulate your brain all over the place. And so this improves your, well, Sudoku does numbers. I think that regular crossword puzzles are good for your brain. Sometimes if I can't come up with the answer, I do cheat, however.
How do you cheat? Do you Google the answers?
I just look at the answers. No.
They have the answers with it.
I go fast. The ones that I do are, let me see, I do the one in the farm newspaper that I read. And let's see, what's the other? Oh, the other one is the local. I have local, the local newspaper.
Yeah, there's one in the newspaper that my parents get. And so when I go home on the weekend, my mom sometimes saves it and we'll do it together. And there's like an entertainment and music one. So that one's a little bit easier because it's like pop culture. And they have stuff from TV shows from like the 60s and 70s and 80s. So my parents help out with that one. And then any of the new ones, I'll do. So we have to do it together. But they always do ones where they like ask for a name from someone of person of interest, which you might know because you watch that show, but I don't know any of the actors' real names from, like, CSI and stuff, so we always end up missing those ones, and then we have to cheat a little bit on that.
Well, but that's all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
But if you have the answer, then you keep it. You see, I think the skill that I believe it brings to us, or me anyway...
Well, then you remember it.
...that I remember the names. Once I am refreshed, it is not only names, but words that I may have forgotten or not used for a long time, because it's important that we have a very strong vocabulary because of what we do for a living. We need to not sound like we're repetitive dunderheads. We need new words, new phrases, new expressions, new thoughts all the time. So, in a way, this may bring back, at least into the surface of your brain, for me it does, it brings me back around to words that I might not have used for a long time and want to be able to have them as part of what I'd reach for as the things that are going on, the wires are connected in my brain so that I can talk like I have a half a brain or maybe a full brain. How about that? So, also to be celebrated today, the ladies love this, it's Captain Curmudgeon Day. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of different schools of thought regarding curmudgeons and Curmudgeon's Day. So what do some people say, Victoria? I can hear it in your voice, your smile. Okay, so have at it. Why is it that I fit into a groove here when it comes to Curmudgeon's Day? You must know somebody beside me who's a curmudgeon.
Not in my daily life. No.
Oh, really? Okay.
No.
What about you, Kara? You know anybody else beside me who's a curmudgeon?
I can be a little bit of a curmudgeon sometimes, but I think you have me beat in that department.
Really?
You're the number one curmudgeon.
My age.
Captain Curmudgeon.
What's the definition, Victoria, of a curmudgeon?
Well, someone who's kind of always grouchy and
has
more of a negative slant on things.
Negative?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Oh, I like the Google's version of it, a bad-tempered or surly person.
Really?
Surly. I love surly.
You can
that's
be
a
little
word.
Surly. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. That's a perfect word.
Wait a minute. The pot calling the kettle black. Have you listened to yourself once in a while? Kiddo?
Surly?
Yes. But I think we all have that ability. Maybe not Jennifer. But the three of us do, I think, have that ability to be. Everybody sort of does. Is it dependent on your mood, or is it just the way you are? I think most of the time I look at things very positively. But, yeah, I can get a little...
I think the funny thing is, even when you're in a good mood, you still have curmudgeonly tendencies.
Really?
Yes.
Do you have an example of that for all of us to cogitate?
I'm always amazed. Victoria specifically will find, like, positive stories that we can talk about, and you just always manage to find something to be negative about it,
that's
or something
true.
That you're unhappy about with it. Yeah, huh.
That is true. Yep, that is so true, actually. There have been so many stories where I think, oh, Doug will, you know, there's nothing he can say negative about this one, and then yet you find it.
Oh, come on.
You find a way.
That's because my brain is working better because I do those crossword puzzles. I can come up with words and phrases that will perhaps pay homage.
Those must be pretty negative crossword puzzles, then.
Well, so here's what we need to do. So that I'm more aware of it, we have a podcast. The DJV Show has a weekly podcast. For example, on the current one, we talk about the biggest stories, who Caitlyn Jenner is paying off in that big settlement. Also, a new kind of chocolate that will make perfect Valentine's gifts. And what will happen to Larry Nassar now that he's been sentenced to 175 years in jail. And then the Laugh Department. There's a story of a Texas inmate who escaped from jail, was caught breaking back into his cell with a homemade dinner and some booze. Plus, do we have in the DJV Show at djvshow.com in the podcast off-air items, Kara, the things that The ladies are mostly
We've got a couple, probably, of us making fun of you off air.
Really? After I've done a curmudgeon-y bit, is that?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So check it out. Weekly podcast, djvshow.com. Here's something that is very much akin to all of our happiness, well-being, and it's getting a good night's rest. Very important for those of us who get up early every day, and I'm sure that's a lot of you, because you're followers of this program, which starts early in the morning in most places around the country. So if you're not getting a good night's sleep, then you better look at the pillows. And if you don't have my pillows on your bed, I don't mean my pillows from my bed, I mean my pillows from the My Pillow company, then you're missing out on a great night's rest. Available at different levels, adjustable fill. This pillow will stay cool, doesn't capture your sweat. It's machine washable and dryable. So many customers have felt like expressing themselves. You can see reviews of these products on MyPillow.com and elsewhere, too. You know, there's always somebody who's writing on Yelp and elsewhere, unsolicited reviews. So if you want to save 50% on most all of the things that they have at MyPillow.com, excuse me, like the pet beds, the bed toppers you can get there, cushions for everything, the seats that you sit on your car, or maybe accessory pillows. I've got a couple of them actually here in this house that I'm in Los Angeles. They're really cool, and they've done a great job designing them, and they all have that 60-day money-back guarantee, and you get them all at the right price right now. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy premium pillows. One at the regular price, one free, and then that'll set the tone as you look around and see other things that are there. You'll want to buy a number of things. You can get financing, actually, at MyPillow. The patented adjustable fill inside each and every MyPillow stays cool, as I said, stays in place, as I said. So make sure your head and your neck have the support it needs. Falling asleep faster is the key to loving these pillows. Get one premium pillow at the regular price, one free. Use the promo code DJV for all your purchases at MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. If your pillow is a problem, go to MyPillow.com, fix the problem, use the code DJV.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You're out on the open road. The hum of your motorcycle's exhaust pipe and the money you save with Progressive bring you peace. At the end of the road is a dream catcher, which you take because you're having a lot of nightmares about unfinished puzzles.
Discover serenity. Protect your bike with Progressive. Annual policies starting at $75. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. $75 per year premium. Excludes state fees and taxes and is not available in all states.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
I'm Dr. Rafael Fonseca, and this is A Healthier You. There is a heightened interest in the price of cancer drugs. As an oncologist, I understand that there's a natural tension between what is perceived as the proper price of medicines and what is a business-sustaining model that would allow innovation to flourish. The reality is that the vast majority of patients, regardless of their economic status, can receive their cancer medications. In my clinic, we see patients from all walks of life, many with fixed incomes, and yet most of the time they can get all of their drugs. Nothing is easier than pharma bashing, but before we potentially stifle innovation in the name of affordable medications, let's think twice. The alternative may be to tell cancer patients that we don't think their lives are worth the cost of innovation. For more details, go to Facebook.com/Better Healthcare Policy.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Now, 45 minutes after the hour, DJV show with Doug and Kara and Victoria in Paris. Those of you who are travelers and you're thinking of going over to France, Paris is effectively underwater, and it's probably going to stay that way for a while. the River Seine, which runs right through the heart of Paris, have been affected by the both sides of the river by the torrential rain that's been following, that's been falling. Apparently, the river may be up to 20 feet above its normal level. And if you remember, I remember walking over the bridges on the Seine when I've been in Paris, I don't know, three or four times. And I'm just thinking about it's almost like a canal circumstance in some parts of the city. Have you've been there, Victoria, mm-hmm. right?
You know what
I'm talking about when you go to bridges that cross over the Seine?
Sure.
I can see them being under, if they're going to have 20 feet, not tides, but the level of the river goes up 20 feet, that'll inundate those bridges and flood everything around, because the streets, the houses, if you go up and down the Seine, the houses are built pretty much on the river, and there's a roadway, sort of narrow roadway on both sides of the river to service the automotive needs of the people that live in those apartments. And then there are the bridges that go across from one side to another. It's almost like there's a neighborhood feel to it. It's kind of unusual. It's not like anything I've ever seen anywhere else. Venice maybe a little, but not a lot. It's really very unique. So all these homes are getting flooded. Cars are underwater. And so they're having to get everywhere by boat.
It's unbelievable. The bridges have no clearance underneath. Pretty much all of the bridges now have maybe a few feet, and that's it. And it's just, if this doesn't stop, a lot of the politicians over there are now talking about how this is the second time, I think, in 2016, they also had bad flooding. And so they said that they've got to really come up with some ideas of how to prevent this, because this is just, it's getting worse every 2 years.
I wonder if putting locks on the river would fix the problem and allow a different kind of a flow. I don't know.
Like the Panama Canal kind of a thing? Like, is that what you mean?
Yeah, sort of. Yeah, well, not that on that scale, because the Seine River is really pretty small. It's like, I compare it in size. You know, you hear a lot, if you read the Bible and you think about the River Jordan and all of the impact that it had on early biblical times, the River Jordan is a brook. It isn't a river. I mean, it is, but it isn't. Like, we think of the Mississippi River or, you know, the higher river. But this is a little, it's probably 40 feet wide at its biggest. And that's at the place where Jesus was baptized. On one side is Israel now, on the other side is Jordan. But it's just a little, so the Seine is a little bit bigger than that because it goes down deeper. But it still is, I can see where this would be a heck of a mess, especially it's so close to Le Louvre, you know, where all the famous paintings are. There's got to be a real worry about that there, because it's next to the river.
Well, that has flooded. They've moved everything out of the basement, so that has flooded before. So, but they, you know, luckily they get all the good art out of the way.
Yep. All right. Any more final comments on the Grammys from last night? It was a night to remember.
Big night for Bruno Mars.
For Mars, yeah, exactly. Yep.
Really
Bruno
big
Mars
night.
Came out of it very well. Not a lot of women winners, it would seem. And then all of the outfits that people will be talking about, maybe that'll die down. The roses, though, the white roses, they've become very significant. So, 10 minutes for the hour. So, it's the DJV show. So,
here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of MyPillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tom Selleck, tell me he's coming back as Magnum P.I. There's a new Magnum, and he's the father of the new Magnum. Is that, how's that for a stretch? Yes or no?
Probably a stretch, but he's 73 years old today.
He is 73, yeah.
But they are going to CBS is going to reboot Magnum P.I. They've ordered a pilot, and it's probably going to be on the air sometime in 2018. I don't know if he'd make some sort of cameo appearance, how they're going to rework it, but there will be a Magnum P.I. I wouldn't be surprised. It might be a female Magnum P.I. That's
really?
Usually what they do. That's usually what they do when they, especially the new trend, is they sort of do some variation off the original idea. But, you know, I said this before on the program. I don't know if people know this or everybody knows this, but Tom Selleck was Steven Spielberg's original choice to play Indiana Jones back in the early 1980s, but he couldn't get out of the Magnum P.I. contract to do it, and then went with Harrison Ford.
There
and the rest,
some,
as they say, Doug, is movie history.
There are also some whispers about him and women and stuff, only whispers, however. At this point, and there's probably a whisper about every person that's ever been around in Hollywood to a certain extent. But anyway, so
he hit big with two TV series, Magnum P.I. very big, and now Blue Bloods is done very well on the same network.
Yeah, it does well. It's very consistent. I happen to like it. I think there are good characters in there. I think all the characters are quite good, frankly. And he is the leader of the band. I didn't realize he was 74, though. He's
73. Stop aging him.
Yeah, all right, I won't do that. Do they shoot
What do you think? You think he would have been a good Indiana Jones?
No. I think Indiana Jones is Harrison Ford, period.
I do. I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that.
He's good. He's a great character actor. It's very interesting. I'm trying to figure out, with a lot of these shows that are based in New York or have New York exteriors, are they shooting part of it? Because Selleck lives in Thousand Oaks. He's got a ranch out here. Does he go back and forth, or is some of the stuff shot here in Los Angeles for that show, as is the case?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that one on that particular TV show. But I know they, you know, some shows they shoot them in Vancouver, Canada, to save money.
Yep.
But I don't think so in the case of Blue Bloods.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So Magnum PI coming back. Never any thought of a movie though, a Magnum PI movie. Yeah.
They talked about that at one time, but it appears that it's going to go strictly to the small screen once again.
Back to TV. All right. 56 past the hour. Chuck is going to give his box office totals. I don't know that there's any surprise there. We'll see in just a moment.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. No, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Ah, here it is. Nope, that's a Chinese takeout menu.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
The way she's always singing. Her silly laugh. The way she kisses me hello. This Valentine's Day, I want to turn everything I love about her into the one thing she'll love forever, an engagement ring.
It's the Jared Valentine's Day Diamond Event, February 1st through the 14th. Save up to $1,000 off any diamond when you buy her setting at Jared. And let our expert jewelers help you find or create the one ring that could only be for her. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
All right, so Chucker is here, Movie Moments. Let's get to the bottom line here. What do we have for the top five movies of the weekend?
The new genre movie, Maze Runner: Death Cure, which is the third entry in that franchise, $23.5 million opening, $82 million overseas. It's already done $100 million worldwide. Not my cup of tea. I've only watched the first two, maybe on cable, never in a theater. Jumanji continues to do well, $16 million, $338 million in 6 weeks. That's very solid. Hostiles with Christian Bale expanded to 2,800 screens. Actually did fairly solid, $10.2 million, $12 million in 6 weeks. Greatest Showman continues to have the best legs of any movie released the Christmas season. Had an $8 million opening, Doug, and did $9.5 million in its 6 week, $126 million to date. And Steven Spielberg's The Post round out the top five, 8.8, just a 24% drop, or $58 million in 6 weeks.
So all those movies have good word of mouth, except for the first one, which just started. Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes a long way, doesn't it?
A lot of the Oscar stuff that's been nominated, like The Shape of Water, had a good weekend, $5.7 million, now up to $37 million in business. So the Oscar nominations do mean a lot. They really juice up movies at the box office. No
59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.